Okay, Boker Tov, Boker Tov. It's great to see everybody. Don't forget, Unity Day,
right.
Observing the Yahrzeit of the three boys, Neshama, Shinav, and Aliyah, through our display of wonderful Achdus and unity, not uniformity. We are on page Kuf Lamed Daled in Sha'arim B'Tfila. And we conclude the section of Amida. Rav Pinkus has been developing this unique notion of Tfila. Again, 13 synonyms for prayer. Each corresponds with a different feeling, a different way of connecting, a different form of prayer. And this Amida was the notion that we daven even with our posture, by standing still with our feet together, by showing Hashem that we have nowhere to go, by being exclusively and utterly dedicated and devoted to Hashem without distraction. That too is a form of tefillah, even before we move our lips. We have a sense of deference to Hashem. Last week we discussed the notion of avoda, that when it comes to other mitzvos, as long as we do it properly with our hands, we do it externally with our actions, it's correct. But if your kavanah is off, you still did the mitzvah, you get a check. The one exception is avoda. When it comes to the avoda, when it comes to serving in the Beis HaMikdash, a person had to give all of themselves. Their appearance, their dress, their attitude, their kavanah. And the same is true with Amida. When we stand to daven, we are giving Hashem all of ourselves. And now Rav Pinkus makes a beautiful and such an important point. Uvemes kol inyan avoda v'ezbatlus l'fnei Hashem yizbarach, la'avinu b'derech hanachon, eino dover klal, klal v'klal. Says Rav Pinkus, the notion of nullifying ourselves to Hashem, the idea that all that we do in life should be with the calculation of what does Hashem want from us? What will give Hashem nachas ruach? What would Hashem want me to do in this circumstance? To place Hashem's values, priorities, ideals before our own. He acknowledges, says Rav Pinkus, he concedes, is not a davar kal, it's not simple. And the difference between appearing noble and righteous and virtuous and doing all the right things because you're serving Hashem versus doing all those exact same things, but really you're doing them to serve yourself, that difference is kechuta sa'ara. It's a negligible difference. What does he mean? He explains based on a medrash when it comes to Paro. Pasuk says in Parashas Miketz, "V'hu omed al yor," that Paro was standing al ha-yor, on the river. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Harashoyim miskaimim al Eloheihem." Tichsivu Paro choleim v'hu omed al ha-yor. When it comes to the wicked, they position themselves as standing on top of their God. Paro is described, the Yor, the river was the deity in Egypt. They worshipped the river, because of course it was the source of irrigation, as opposed to Eretz Yisrael, where we relied on rain. We talked about this on a Shabbos Agadol Drasha once. The contrast between Israel, which relies on rain, Egypt, which relies on the Nile. So you worship the Nile because it's your source of sustenance. You worship what gives you money and power. Whereas in Israel, you rely on rain, which brings you close to in a relationship with Hashem. So when it describes, you worship the Nile, the Yor, but it describes Paro Omed al HaYor. Paro is standing on his God. Hatzadikim Elokehem Miskaimim Alayhem. When it comes to the righteous, it's the opposite. Hine Hashem Nitzav Alav. Hashem is standing, is positioned on us. I don't understand. If Paro worships the Nile, if the Nile is the source of sustenance, if the Nile is the deity, then why would it describe Paro as standing on the Nile? Allah Yor. That's totally disrespectful. And it sounds like it's a Maila that Tzadikim are underneath their God. What's going on? Right, so why would you have to say about tzaddikim they're under their God? It's obvious. If you're righteous, you recognize that God, God's dominion, God's providence, God's rule is over you. If you're righteous, you don't even see yourself as competing in the arena with the Almighty. So why do you have to be told that? So listen to this. Listen to what he says. So important. You can have a person. He goes to minyan, and he goes to learn, and he makes a bracha before he eats, and he's careful on lashon hara, and he's honest in his business dealings, and he does everything. He ties his shoelaces in the right order. And the person is uplifted and enthusiastic and they're davening it with their kavana. But why do they do all that? The individual is righteous and virtuous and observes everything with great stringency and vigilance and kavana. But why are they doing it? Because they know, how do you earn the world to come and how do you earn this world? You got to do it. It's how you pay the piper. You got to live that life in order to earn the reward and the enrichment that you yearn for. So really, you want to get a good gig, you want a good business, you want to get good parnasa, you want to maintain your health, you want your kids to find their shidduchim, you're trying to have a child, you, whatever it is. So what do? Because really, you want good health, you want money, you want bracha, you want nachas, you want, because of all that you want, and you know what's the mechanism to get it, what do you have to pay, what's the cost of getting it, you gotta keep Shabbos and kosher and make brachas and daven and try to become a holy Jew. Nimtza be'emes kol avodaso hilatzorach atzma. Who are you really worshipping? Who are you really worshipping? Do you have emunah that there's a creator of the universe who created you for a unique mission in this world, who has expectations of you, to whom you owe your life? Is that why? Or really, you're worshipping yourself, but the only way to find the pleasure and the happiness, the only way to achieve what you want, that's what you have to do, is worship Hashem. Is Hashem a means to your own happiness? Or is the service of Hashem because you love Hashem? Because you're connecting to Hashem? In other words, you take care of your parent, right? You honor your parent, you run to your parent, you take care of your parent. Are you taking care of your parent because your parent's going to leave you a fortune, and the better you take care of your parent, the more the fortune they're going to include you in, the fortune they're going to lead you, they're going to take you on the cruise, or they're going to take you away for Pesach, or they're good to you. So you have kibbut av'aim, you're good to your parent because, yeah, and you do everything. If anyone from the outside is watching, they will see that you run to get the newspaper and the slippers, that you don't sit in their seat, that you treat them with respect. From the outside, they'll see you doing everything right. But what motivates you? I want to go away for Pesach this year. What motivates you? The summer cruise. I have need a vacation for my kids. What motivates you? They help pay the tuition for my kids. Versus, if my parents were dirt poor and had nothing, my kibbut av'aim is because they gave me life. Because I wouldn't be here without them. Because I have hakaras hatov and gratitude for everything they've given me. You could externally, superficially appear to do all the right things, but be doing them for the wrong reasons. So that's how he explains the Medrash. What does it mean that Paro stood al ha-Yaor? It means that he worshipped the Yaor in order to worship himself. He stood on the Yaor. He was doing all the right things because it served him and his purposes. What does it mean that tzaddikim are underneath their God? What do I have? A hava mina that they would be equal or on top of their God? Yeah. By being underneath their God, it means that they're not only doing the right things, they're doing it for the right reason. Karen Biavner, Reb Lachman, I remember once said, he described it as, you could have a wheel, all the spokes of the wheel, going to shul, being kovei itam, learning Torah, doing chesed, giving tzedakah, everything, all the spokes of the wheel, everything on the wheel is correct. I remember him telling us this, Karen Biavner. He said, the real question is, what's at the center of the wheel? What's at the middle of the circle? Do all the spokes lead that way? You're doing it all because you want to look like the best guy. You want the best shidduch. You want the honor of being the top guy in the Beis Medrash. Are you doing it all because you think that's how you pay the piper? That's what you got to do if you want a good parnasa. If you want Hashem to reward you with the lifestyle that you want, this is the cost. This is what you have to do. Is it you in the middle or is it God in the middle? And that difference between you in the middle or God in the middle is kechuta sa'ara. It's a tiny, negligible difference. It's so easy to get confused. It's so easy to get confused. This is our challenge for our generation. We're encouraged to do all the right things on the outside. We're educating our children to do all the right things on the outside with our hands and our feet. What to do? Take the lulav, blow the shofar, hear the megillah, give the tzedakah, daven, make the bracha, tie the shoelaces, say asher yatzah, come out of the bathroom. But what's at the center of all that? Are we working on emunah? Are we working on the notion that there's a God? He created the world. He created me. I owe him my life. I have to have gratitude. I have to have deference. I have to fulfill my mission. He put me here for a reason. What is that reason? What is at the middle of that circle? Is it me? Is it all to serve me? Or is God in the middle of my circle? Do I defer to Him? Do I consult with Him? Do I ask what would bring Him nachas? What does He want me to do at this moment? Do I embrace? Do I recognize? Do I live my life with emunah and bitachon? Ha'avoda ha'nachona eino kein. Biyodo shu yizbarach rishon va'achron. Lefnei sha'isi kvar haya. U'shekvar lo eya hu yiyah la'olam. I'm not at the middle of that wheel. To put myself at the middle of that wheel, you know, before I existed, there was God. And after I'm gone, there will be God. My existence is nothing compared to His. I am absolute nothing. I ride His coattails. He belongs in the middle. Everything I do is for Him. Not everything revolves around myself. Now this is a little bit of a dangerous message. It's a little bit of a subtle, nuanced message. It happens to be that everything Hashem wants from us also does serve us. You want to lead the most meaningful, purposeful life? Embrace Hashem. Shabbos, kashrus, brachas, emunah, honesty in business dealings, interpersonal relationships. All of that is the blueprint for the most meaningful, purposeful, enriching life. And that is for us. But at the end of the day, while that is a benefit we receive, it should not be what motivates. What motivates the center of that circle cannot and should not be us, but rather should be the Ribono Shel Olam. Have a great week.
Thank you.